The halls of Nassau County Legislature echoes with the day's business as Nassau County Legislator Sila Baino, an alumna of both Nassau College and Hofstra University, takes a moment between meetings to discuss her campaign for New York's 6th State Senate District in the upcoming November 5th election. For our listeners who want to learn more about the role of the county legislator, it's important to note that this body serves as the main policy-making an oversight branch of Nassau County government. Legislators like Ms. Baino work to improve the county budget, pass local laws, and ensure that county services meet community needs. She is a distinguished public servant who has dedicated her career to making Nassau County a better place for all its residents. Legislator Baino brings extensive experience in local governments and a deep understanding of the challenges facing their communities. As a county legislator, she has been instrumental in shaping policies that affect their daily lives, from public safety to housing accessibility. Legislator Baino discussed pressing issues that matter to District 6 voters, including addressing affordability challenges in their region, strengthening public education, enhancing police-community relations, protecting women's healthcare rights, expanding affordable housing options, and also engaging young voters in the democratic process.
Sila Baino, Nassau County Legislator, aspiring to the office of New York State Senate for District Number 6. Currently, I am working to victory for November 5th, which is Tuesday, and some of the issues that have bubbled up and have been consistent as I knock doors and speak to voters have been issues regarding affordability, concerns about public education, issues regarding making sure that we deepen trust between community and police so that we can ensure respectful policing and respect for our police officers. Top of mind has been women and their rights here in the United States and their ability to choose what happens with their body. It's beyond being able to determine what happens to your body as it relates to a pregnancy. In addition, it's the ability to make decisions on how you might be able to prevent pregnancies, be able to have health care administered to you. And so these rights and these concerns are gravely at the top of mind of women across the district, as you would know, across this state and across the country. So it's really top of mind, but at the end of the day, issue that I think is most impactful because it's affecting families, it's affecting seniors, it's affecting people who are single just trying to live here on Long Island is affordability. It is a very expensive place to live, and driving up that cost is housing and the housing market. So we have to find it's supply and demand. It's simple as that, folks. The less supply you have, the more demand you have, and the more costs go up. And so we here in Nassau County and in the region have to find a way to create more housing for all. So that includes affordable housing and housing for young people who would want to come, who are thriving in their careers and want to settle roots here. So housing is an issue that I've worked on personally for about 20 years in my role, but affordability spans the gamut. Taxes here in Nassau County, driven by the cost of public education, is top of mind as well.
Just in conclusion, since it is voting period and the youth are very skeptical about voting, and that is a problem that we also have in South Africa, How would you encourage them to participate more in the voting election? Because interviewing them, most of them were not interested, so it could be a lack of education when it comes to knowing the importance about placing your vote.
Yeah, so civic engagement. We have to start younger with our youth. I think I've been very active. In fact, the first two sessions after the election, I have students coming from nearby schools, and I bring them in so they can see their government in action. I bring them in so that they can understand the importance of being civically engaged and what it takes. Some people think that it's a real hard undertaking to be civically engaged. You could use your own passions, right, and become engaged in your community, just as you are as journalists, young people who are interested in law, young people who are interested in medicine, have been able to have their eyes opened as to why it's important to be involved in voting and also in their communities and civically, because once you turn your back on serving in any role and in any capacity and having your voice heard, you have really shut the door on your own future. So we have to engage our young people, and we have to meet them where they are. We have to be on social media. We have to use memes. We have to do all of those things that would capture their attention and maybe make them excited about being a part of it.
As a candidate for New York's 6th State Senate District, Baino is bringing her legislative experience to tackle the issues that matter most to voters: affordable housing, public education reform, and strengthening police community relations. She's also championing women's healthcare rights and reproductive choice. But perhaps most notably, Baino is focusing on the next generation of voters. Her campaign emphasizes youth civic engagement, meeting young people where they are, and rekindling their enthusiasm for the democratic process. As Election Day approaches on November 5th, Baino continues her work in the county legislature while campaigning to bring her vision of affordability, safety, and civic engagement to life. For Bush Radio, I am Jasmine Roberts. This report was funded by a grant from the United States Department of State. The opinions, findings, and conclusions stated herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect those of the United States Department of State.